I'm Duncan McLeod, and this is Tech Central's TCS Plus. You know, companies put a lot of effort and expense into their brand positioning. It really helps define who they are to their existing and to their prospective customers. Yellow, everywhere you go, the better connection. Can you guess which company I'm talking about? I bet you already know without me even mentioning their name. And when a big consumer brand changes their brand positioning, it's a big deal, not only because of the work that's involved, but also because it helps shift the view of what that company is amongst the public in small but important ways. And yes, the company we're talking about today is MTN South Africa. And I'm really looking forward to my discussion today with Bertus van der Vijver, who is going to tell us all about MTN's new brand positioning. Bertus is GM for residential and postpaid at MTN SA. Bertus, it's good to see you again. Welcome to the studio.
Thanks for your time. Thank you very much, Duncan.
Great. Well, I'm not going to steal your thunder, Bertus. You are reinvigorating MTN South Africa's brand. You have a new strap line or payoff line. What is it?
Yeah, so we came from what you're doing today, and that was really utilized and it served us really well in South Africa and many of our markets across the continent. And we've decided we need to change because our customers are changing. And it is now today you make your moves, you know, today you make your moves. And it's really about us moving with our customers, So our customers are making their moves every day. And for us, it's important that we help them to do that as well.
Okay.
So we're really excited about it. But it's more than just a new strap line for us.
Of course.
It's a lot more, and it's just one of the things.
Okay. And presumably there's going to be a whole advertising campaign behind this.
Yeah, beautiful ads, new look and things, but also new ways of doing things, new functionality, new products that we're launching, et cetera. So it can't just be about marketing.
Okay. Well, we're going to delve, I think, a little bit into the new product propositions that are coming. But when is this official? When does the strap line change?
We've actually launched that a week or two ago.
Okay.
So we've launched there was a bit of a teaser campaign. And then, our first brand ad, I think, went live about a week or two ago.
Okay, I'll look out for it.
Yeah. It's a beautiful ad. It kind of speaks to real humans. It tells a story of two youngsters, and you know they're kind of from the city, and they're going on this adventure into rural areas and really kind of experiencing what it is to live in a rural area and kind of to do a bit of hard labor there. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, taking with them the technology that they're used to and kind of doing the social media stuff and really experiencing it and showing basically the rest of their buddies that are probably still in town what they're doing and really, you know, connecting with new people that they didn't maybe know in the past.
Right.
But emphasizing
the network and the network quality.
And the network takes them there and they become famous for that. So it's really a beautiful story and there's some more beautiful ads that are coming soon as well.
Yes.
Also, again, telling stories of real people, you know, and really focusing on how people's lives are changing and how we enable that.
Mm-hmm. You're a technology company at the end of the day, I guess, but you're emphasizing people in this new tagline. Today we make moves. I presume that's a deliberate strategy. What was the thinking behind that instead of perhaps doing what every other technology company does and emphasizes the tech that they develop?
Yeah. So we always start with the people. I mean, at the end of the day, our customers, they are just people like you and me, and they have a job or maybe they don't have a job. You know, maybe they're studying, maybe they are successful, maybe they're not successful. Maybe they're going through difficult times in a relationship perspective. You know, all the typical things. And for us, the lives of our customers kind of really inspired us because everybody wants to do something better, you know, and maybe you and me, we want to make sure that our children have better lives.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we study so that we can have a better future type of thing, you know. And that ambition that South Africans have, you know, they're like, ons maak 'n plan. You know, somehow there are issues, but we're going to make a plan, you know, and I want to be better.
Mm-hmm.
And really kind of that inspired us to say we want to use technology, not for technology's sake, but we want to enable our customers' lives through technology, mm-hmm. kind of stuff. And yes, when we are 30 years old or 31 years old, I guess this year, but and we started selling phones and minutes and SMSs and stuff. But today we want to rather enable lives, and they happen to use technology, mm-hmm. and they just gotten a bit sexier, and maybe there's connected homes and fiber and smartphones and stuff, but really want to make sure that people can connect to a better future for them.
Yes. It's all about the human connectivity at the end of the day. Yeah. So your current brand identity, or the one you had until this change, was Yellow, right? Y-E-L-L-O.
Yeah, that's just a call out that we use. So that was, whenever
it's so well known, though.
Yes, it is. And that will. I mean, we will still remain proudly yellow. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that will still remain.
You're not changing your colors.
No, not at all. But it's a strap line that says, we make moves.
Take me through what's involved in a process like this. MTN South Africa is obviously a very big corporate in South Africa. This is a big change. You've got stores, you've got representatives, you've got companies all over the place, all over the country. Mm-hmm. And I guess there has to be changes at all sorts of levels. How do you plan for something like this? Is it a bit like planning for a military operation?
Yeah, maybe a bit bigger than that. So and I think what's quite important is we are just one of the operators of MTN. So this is not a South African thing. This is an MTN group thing. Okay, so as South Africa, maybe we're leading it. Mm-hmm. But so we really need to, from a strategy perspective, needed to say in all the different markets, what's the message that we want to portray? How do we want to position the brand? Mm-hmm. And when we make changes here, so the way we do things here or the way we do it in Ghana or Nigeria or Cote d'Ivoire, all of them.
So it's across all of your markets.
All of them will change, type of stuff. So really much, much bigger than South Africa.
Okay.
Really
much, so bigger, much than, bigger than I even realized much, it was.
Yeah, so it's maybe bigger than a military operation.
So Nigeria, where you've got guys selling SIM cards on every street corner, do you have to get down to that sort of level?
So obviously it will even happen in South Africa where, SIM cards are sold in all kinds of places. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Our brand identity, the iconic MTN and the black and the yellow, that stays, mm-hmm. all right? But the strap line changes and a lot of the positioning, a lot of the positioning of our products will change as well with that.
Yes, I'd like to ask you maybe a little bit of a theoretical question here. Do you find that brand ends up influencing company strategy, or do you think brand is the result of company strategy? Which should it be?
What we found is there are many things that influence us. Customer, because at the end of the day, all companies exist because of customers. Mm. And you can decide to have a transactional relationship or you can have a more strategic relationship with customers. And you can say, okay, fine, there's this phone and there's this price or it's this promotion and this bundle and now it's R5 and now it's R10. Mm-hmm. And all of that's transactional kind of stuff. Mm. But what we have found is, in order to have the underlying brand love, the consideration is a lot more deeper than mm-hmm. the transactional stuff. So customers will go, okay, fine, there's a brand that I can trust. There's a brand that I know what they stand for. There's a brand that's got a reputation kind of stuff. And I think these type of things speaks more to the heart, mm-hmm. okay? And then on top of that, you go, okay, fine, maybe there's something that maybe speaks to the pocket or something that speaks to the mind or whatever. But first and foremost, you need to speak to the heart of the customers and for them to kind of say, okay, fine, this is a company I want to actually be associated with.
It must resonate with them.
It must. And that's also where that you position. And you're going to decide, who am I primarily targeting kind of stuff. So you have to position your brand as that. And then on top of that, in South Africa, we are very diverse. Very deep rural, prepaid and customers using maybe R2 or R3 a day to potentially a big corporate that uses our services and we've got financial services, MoMA, all those type of things. So you really have to look at your whole bouquet. Mm. But the one thing at the end of the day, there are humans outside and you have to speak to the heart. And that's where the brand strategy comes in play. Mm. And then because today I'm selling this phone, tomorrow, it's 3 years later, it's that phone, then we're selling Megs, then we sell SMSs, but at the end of the day, it's the customer and whether it resonates with the customer. So, you know, I guess if I was with the technology guy that was sitting, he says, yeah, it's 4G, 5G, 6G, and fiber. As a marketeer,
it's everything I think together.
It starts with the customer. The customer chooses us, the customer pays our salaries, and that's why it's the most important. Yeah. And technology, mostly customers don't worry too much about it.
And I guess there are two customers or two target markets that you're going after. There's the prospective customer who's not yet on your network and you want to entice him to join you. And then, of course, your existing customers who you want to keep on your books. And I guess this brand identity and brand positioning is really about talking to them and saying, this is how we serve you. We know you have alternatives in the market, and give them a good feel about the company, something that talks to them.
Yeah, yeah. And that's the beauty of commerce. It's, customers have a choice. Customers have a choice. And some customers have a deep relationship with an existing operator. But we also find the way that customers are choosing is actually changing kind of stuff. Because maybe in the past, maybe I only bought for myself. But now I'm maybe buying for my family kind of stuff. So often what we find is maybe there's a dad maybe has a relationship with a certain mobile operator. Mm. You know, mom has a relationship with somebody else, you know. Maybe the three kids all are somewhere else because they want, I don't know, cheap data or something like that. So really, you know, they're different. But now we're finding that people are, and then now there's the home connectivity as well. So now it's the connection at home. And customers are, you know, like us, you know, we use our phones, and whenever we are, you know, maybe in a public place, there's a connection to some free Wi-Fi, and then we're on the go, and then we use our phone. And then we get home, it automatically connects to my Wi-Fi at home type of stuff. And that connection at home now is starting to bind the family. So now we're starting more to see more and more that actually people are saying, okay, fine, I'm not just buying for me, but I'm actually buying for my family. Even when customers walk into our stores, in the old days, maybe customers say, okay, fine, I want this phone, and 6 months later, I want that contract, etc. But more and more do we find people coming and saying, I want to have what we call a double deal. I want to have two phones. Mm. And you go like, why? So like, I'm taking two phones on two contracts for me and my wife kind of stuff. You know, so yes, lots of people buy for themselves, but we're seeing more and more people saying, I'm buying for us, not buying for me. So yeah, so that's changing. And then we obviously have, you know, lots of customers, you know, so not just a mix of providers within the family, but then there's people that have, you know, mainly in the prepaid market where I've got a phone, and then, you know, maybe the phone's got two SIM card slots. Mm. You know, the one phone gets SIM card gets used now, and then there's another SIM card that uses for a different one. And over weekends, this one's got a promotion, and over, you know, maybe the rural network is not so good for the other one, and people swap and change kind of stuff. And at the end of the day, one needs to kind of, you know, we all fight for the customer, and I think at the end of the day, the one that speaks to the heart of the customer will be able to get beyond just the price war, because, you know.
And it's so difficult to do that, though.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
As a corporate, how do you really do that?
Yeah, yeah. That's why something like brand is really, really important for us, because if the only thing we have is compete on price, it's just a nightmare. Mm. It's just a nightmare, and you know these beautiful networks of ours are very expensive, and we have to keep them up and running in load shedding and stuff. So really expensive. So, you know, we cannot continue to play the price game.
Yes.
We cannot continue to play it's not sustainable.
Yes.
So we have to speak to the hearts of the customers. We have to kind of connect to them and really kind of show them that how technology can make their lives better, not just buying this bundle because it's 5 cents cheaper than the other networks. Of course, that's not a good situation to be in.
How does one even go about measuring the ROI of a brand refresh? Is it possible?
Sure. I don't know. Some clever people say only half of marketing investment works. You just don't know which half was it. You know,
so, yeah, I've heard that.
Yeah. So I think that's very, very difficult. And we have very advanced studies that measures what we call the brand health kind of stuff. So, you know, things from consideration to, you know, trial, et cetera, et cetera. So, and we can see the trends in different segments, in different areas, et cetera.
Yeah, promoter scores and all
and
that
all
sort of
those
stuff.
Type of things. So from brand stuff to the more softer stuff to the reputational things, et cetera. And you know, brands decide how we're going to differentiate, you know. And the one brand says, I'm going to differentiate on price. The other one says, I'm going to differentiate on network quality. And, you know, so, yeah, we all fight for our little piece in the sun.
I must ask about business as well, because obviously MTN isn't only focused on the retail consumer market. You also have quite a large enterprise business.
Very big, yeah.
What role does a brand refresh like this play in attracting and retaining business clients?
Yeah, so even in business, and maybe I'll start with maybe smaller business, because there are lots of small businesses. Mm. And at the end of the day, whether you're a small business or whether you're individual, you're just also trying to just find out, how can I make my small business better, you know? And there's somebody at the office that always speaks of Megan Cupcakes. And Megan Cupcakes wants to have a bakery, but now she's baking in an oven at home type of stuff. And maybe she wants to have a little, you know, shop one day, et cetera, and maybe have two branches in future. So all the businesses are just also trying to improve and evolve kind of stuff. And maybe the way I did things 5 years ago is not going to work today anymore, you know, with AI and all kinds of stuff. You know, it is, you know, a lot of people find their businesses like, gosh, I have to find something else, or I have to find, you know, the new opportunity. So businesses, whether you're a small business or a large corporate like ourselves, you know, we also have to keep reinventing ourselves, and doing what we did 5 and 10 and 20 years ago is not going to help. So so really today we make moves is also for big corporates to say, how can we help you? You know, and yeah, maybe 5 or 10 or 20 years ago, the corporate will buy, you know, services with us, and it's, I don't know, 5,000 phones or 10,000 phones. But the services we provide today is data center services and international connectivity and security solutions and, you know, all kinds
wholesale
of
wholesale
connectivity, all kinds of very complicated stuff. And yeah, so for them, even for them, it is, we want you, we want to see how we can help you to become a better business. And yeah, whether it's a small business or whether it's a big listed company, it's the same thing. Yeah. So at the end of the day, we do business with humans.
Yes, it's people with humans. Behind companies.
It happens to be a corporate, but it's still a person sitting there.
Still a person sitting there. And they're still seeing that advertising on TV.
Exactly.
So today we make moves. How does that brand positioning align with MTN's ongoing efforts around customer experience? And do you have to go through a training exercise with your people in the call center, in the stores, all that sort of thing, to bring them up to speed about the new positioning and how it's positioning MTN in the market? And if so, how do you go about doing that?
Yeah, so what was really important for us to say, this cannot just be about beautiful ads and a new strap line, you know, and you know, the stores looking different. You know, that will happen as well. Mm-hmm. But if the customers can't taste and feel the difference, then it just remains a marketing thing. And that's just a waste of money. So and we were consciously looking for opportunities to say, okay, here are proof points of the change. And we are very soon, there's a beta out on it already, but very soon we will launch a new MTN app. And the app was developed from the foundation kind of app. So it really started with, how are customers engaging with app? What is it that they're using? You know, and you know, you get, as I said, from a small, you know, prepaid customer to maybe a corporate employee, and they all have different needs. And we really need to make sure is, how can we make the app a lot better? You know, what's the functionality that they want? How do we distinguish between different segments, et cetera? Mm-hmm. So from the user interface to the functionality to the messaging, really, so and that is one of the proof points, kind of say. So say, that is how we want to make it better, easier for you, so that customer can actually, you know, just not just have a better experience, they can self service themselves, but you know, if we make it easier for them, they might even spend more money. So I think that is it's a practical thing. Obviously, for each of our staff members as well, you know, really important for them to actually understand how it needs to be different. And even with propositions itself, you know, we, think it was a week or two or three ago.
Yeah.
We said, okay, fine. We cannot just have the old products. We need to have new products as well. So the app is now something very, very functional that customers will be able to taste and see. Oh, this is how we're making it lives better for them. But now, recently, we launched a new home connectivity. We call it Shesha, which is a 5G thing. And really, you know, dare I say, you know, we've been selling home connectivity for a while, and people buy extra gigs and speeds and stuff. And we said, but why are we preventing customers to really taste the fullness of what they can experience on 5G? You know, it's not just on all kinds of strange websites. You can go speed test and you go like, oh my word, I get 400 megabits per second, but no customer really ever experiences at home.
Yes.
I said, but why don't we have products like that? So we, you know, when we launched Shesha now recently, and Shesha means fast, we said like, people must be able to experience fast type of stuff. So like kind of moving away from, you know, the old, you know, 5 and 10 and 20, it's like, Go and experience 600 gigs of really fast internet type of stuff, you know. And, you know, you talk about customer experience. Yes, it's in the call center and the app and the stores. But it's also that little buffering thing at home. And you go like, you know, people see that thing more, you know. They maybe hate that more than kind of waiting in a queue in a call center, you know, because that thing, you can't do that in a movie or, you know, watching your meeting at home or whatever. So we said, Remove that frustration. Remove the frustration. You know, we don't want MTN customers to see that little buffering thing anymore.
Yeah.
You know, they can see it on the other networks, not on ours.
It's an interesting balancing act you have to do there, because obviously this is mobile technology. There is a limitation in the amount of spectrum you had. So you can't simply offer uncapped, unlimited plans to everybody. I'm sure, as much as I'm sure you'd like to do that. So you do have to kind of manage the network performance with customer expectation as well. And I suppose that is quite a tricky balancing act.
Yeah, but you know, we've invested really as a company, we've invested heavily into buying spectrum. Mm-hmm. We spent billions of rands on buying spectrum, and then, you know, we invested billions of rands into building 5G. You know, And one can say, okay, 5G is there, and maybe you've got your phone, and you know, maybe there's a little 5G thing on top if you're lucky enough to have a phone that's got 5G. But, you know, I mean, are you going to read Tech Central faster on 5G or versus 4G? Not really. You know, so that little 5G thing on the phone, you know, I think the commercial use cases of 5G on phones isn't quite clear yet, kind of stuff. Mm. But I think when you start talking about home connectivity,
fixed wireless.
That's where it makes a big difference. And we've invested really, really big into 5G. We now and then win some best network prizes, etc. And we're very proud of that. You know, and for us, we're saying there's a 5G network. We've made the investment. Now let's get customers to use it. And let's get them to have a good experience. And hopefully they'll spend some more money with us.
The last time we spoke, of course, was around the launch of Superflex. I think that's been a very successful product. Am I right in thinking that? How's it gone, and has it met your expectations?
Yeah. So I think Superflex was, when we launched it, we were flattered when some other people tried to very quickly copy it.
With a similar name, I noticed.
I also noticed that, yeah. But I think what was good, and again, it was for about the customer, is to say, okay, fine, what are the pain points of the customer kind of stuff? And yes, when we launched it, you know, maybe initially people couldn't bring their own number type of stuff, et cetera. And when we resolved some of that journey things, really we have such good response from customers. Mm-hmm. You know, it's because it speaks to the pain points. You know, it's not just this and this and this, and you pay me and I lock you in 400 years and goodbye. You know, it's really giving customers the flexibility. And I think that is what customers want. They want flexibility. They want stuff that speaks to their needs. And again, Superflex did really well for us there.
It's now a permanent proposition.
Yeah, it's a permanent proposition. Mm. We've got some promotions and stuff running on it. And we plan to do very exciting things on top of Superflex.
Okay. I won't ask you to give all that away at the moment, but you did hint at the beginning about new products. Is there anything else you can share with us about what's coming down the line?
Yeah. So again, about a week or two ago, we launched something called Gig Zone. Mm-hmm. So Gig Zone is it's aimed at the primarily the prepaid market, is where, you know, we often find in public spaces people, you know, when you see a lot of people, especially youngsters, dare I say, they hover around a spot and they go, okay, fine. They're all there because they're picking up a Wi-Fi hotspot somewhere. They're mm-hmm. standing outside the, I nearly said Wimpy, to get the free Wi-Fi, mm-hmm. and then when they're gone and then they can't connect anymore.
It's funny when you see stuff. That, there's like a group of 30 people milling exactly, around. What are they doing there?
Yeah, they're not there for the food. They're there for the Wi-Fi. And I think, we looked at the customer behavior and we said, okay, fine. They want Wi-Fi and, mm-hmm. and maybe they're not yet privileged enough to kind of maybe spend 200 or 300 rand a month commit on a 5G mm-hmm. service or a fiber if they're lucky enough, etc. But the need to have some kind of access to bigger data bundles, but even with short validity type mm-hmm. of stuff. So what we find with GigZone and we're trialing it in, I think it's about 10 or 15 areas at this stage, is in a specific area, mm-hmm. we will identify and say, okay, fine, in this area, yeah, we're creating basically a capability that you can go on your phone and for 5 rand a day, you can buy, I think it's like 5 gigs of data, mm-hmm. kind of stuff, for 5 rand a day. And so people can really get access to affordable data. 5 gigs is, you know, for most people, 5 gigs of data is a lot of data.
Yeah.
It's a lot of data.
I'd struggle to get through that in a day.
I wouldn't be able to get through it. Maybe my kids will, but I will struggle to get through 5 gigs a day. Mm. But now if they want to have access to larger volumes of data, maybe they're downloading, I don't know, some movie or whatever, updating their apps, they have to go to a Wi-Fi hotspot somewhere. Mm. And for us, what was important to say, okay, let's create a capability that even in their suburb, in their township area, you know, whilst you in the area, and, mm-hmm. and maybe it's got a radius of a few hundred meters or something, it probably differs per area. If you live in that area, you can go onto your phone and put in a USSD code, and you can buy that 5 gigs of data, but it will work only in that suburb. It will only work in that suburb. So now you can buy a 5 rand, and you can... I mean, if it's a Saturday and you feel like doing, I don't know, lots of series watch over, you know, on Saturday,
yep.
buy your 5 gig, 5 rand for the day, and you can go and watch it. You don't have to stand outside of Wimpy mm-hmm. type of stuff. So, again, it's something we looked at the behavior of customers, their need for large volumes of data, but also understanding that maybe they cannot commit 300 rand a month, but maybe every weekend I can do 5 rand, 5 rand on Saturday, Sunday, mm-hmm. next Saturday, Sunday, 5 rand, 5 rand. Mm-hmm. And obviously it's exclusive to us. So that's Gig Zone. It's also a new product, and we're very sure the customers will respond very well to it.
So is that a tariff plan? You have to switch your prepaid.
It's a bundle.
It's a bundle.
It's a bundle that's available
on all your prepaid.
I think on some plans, but okay. It's very much it's location specific. So right. It's location specific.
By tower.
Yeah, it's a bit like a tower area? or an area or a mm-hmm. sector of a tower type of stuff. Yeah. So that's the principle of. If you're in your area, you know, and we do really localized marketing. So we will pick a gathering spot where many of the people kind of, and we'll tell them, okay, this area here actually has Gig Zone.
Mm-hmm. So it becomes kind of like a prepaid fixed wireless solution because exactly. you're in the same area.
Exactly. So but the only difference, you don't have to go and stand outside the wall to get the Wi-Fi.
Yes.
You can buy it and I can go home.
But you can't go three suburbs away.
So some new stuff that we're doing that we think are really exciting and doing different things.
Fascinating. Just lastly then, that new strapline, what is the technical term for it? Is it strapline or tagline? I've changed my colleague.
Probably tagline. I'm sure there's probably some smarter name for it.
Probably the advertising guys will know. Yeah. But it's today we make
brand
moves.
Brand positioning.
Is there a new, I can never say this word, mnemonic?
That stays.
It is so recognizable, actually.
Yes.
Don't want to mess with that.
No. You'll see in some of our new executions a bit of a different take on it, mm-hmm. but it will still be like yellow. It's very recognizable.
Mm.
There you go.
It's just as recognizable as some of the best brands in the market.
Exactly.
So just lastly then, what does, and I know we've touched on a lot of this, maybe just a summary of what we've discussed today, the new strapline, the new brand identity, what does it ultimately mean for what consumers can expect from MTN going forward?
Yeah, so for us is really our invitation for customers to, you know, we want to take their hand and take our hand, and we want to walk into the future with them and really enable their moves, you know, enable their progress in life, enable their dreams. No, we want to go from one day to day one, mm-hmm. kind of stuff, you know. So not instead of thinking one day I want to do it, today is the day I'm going to do that kind of stuff. So really, you know, we want to ask customers to be inspired and dream about their futures and make their moves. And keep an eye on us. I mean, obviously you're going to see some beautiful brand activations. Regional, national TV, radio, etc. Follow us on all the social media and MTN.co, all the places. Mm-hmm. And there's been some hints of it for the last few weeks already.
But it's going to start ramping up now.
There you go. Okay. More and more will people start noticing it and hopefully get excited.
Excellent. Well, Bertus van der Vijver is GM for residential and postpaid at MTN South Africa. It's always good to see you. Thanks for your time.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Duncan.
Thanks, Bertus.
Good.